We spoke about the faculty of orientation within the inner abidance, inner states of absorption, entering deeper the inner realm. Orientation is of the essence. How do we orient ourselves in the outer world through senses, sight, visual, hearing, touch, taste, memories? They tie together the events into one chain and allow us to identify the familiar ground. Because we have been conditioned by this particular type of orientation pertaining to the outer world that is responsible for our survival in the outer world, our efficiency. That's why when we enter the inner world, the world of meditation, there's a confusion. Things get blurry, unclear, especially for those souls for whom it is the first lifetime they're exploring the inner world, for those souls that have been on this path for many lifetimes, they already in their intelligence gathered experience, familiarity with the inner territory. The inner world in the collective consciousness of seekers is extremely vague. Most meditators simply cannot identify properly what they experience or realize. They cannot even distinguish whether what they experience is real or false, whether it is constructive, or by clinging to it, it becomes a type of a pitfall. Naturally, for most seekers, a guide is required to describe the inner reality, different possibilities. Like a baby which is born into this world needs guidance of its parents in order to develop all these points of reference with the outer world. In a similar way, most seekers, almost all seekers, need a guide. This guide can manifest in form of a teaching or as a life presence of someone who can clarify these, the most subtle matters. They are guides and they are guides. They are those who are simply repeating the teachings, the traditions they belong to. They translate their own experiences through the lenses of the conceptual tools of the particular tradition they belong to. And each tradition has limitations, is biased, because it is coming from the past. It does not reflect necessarily the truth of the now. the now that is constantly changing, revealing itself to the intelligence that is exploring its depth. What we want to reach through our explanations is that for you, the inner realm, the state of meditation, the state of I am, the soul and her place of abidance, that all of that will become your natural home and you will be able to orient yourself fully and clearly in this environment, which is the natural environment for the soul to live in and to evolve into and to surrender herself constantly into yet another depth, and intelligence has to be in harmony, in accord with that inner expansion. So all the pieces are working together, and this is called true evolution. How do we orient ourselves in the inner world? What is the faculty? What is the third eye of Shiva? What does it signify? It is the inner seeing, the non-objective seeing, the reversed eye, the inverted sight. It is a new faculty that has to be activated. It has no words, because our perception is conditioned, our language is conditioned by the reality of objects, by functioning in the objective world. So we have to create a new language, and we need to communicate the meaning of this language, of these terms, properly, so they can be intuitively grasped. This inner seeing, inverted seeing, this insight is fundamental. Within this seeing, this intelligence, which is functioning in a transparent way, it is a non-conceptual intelligence, like a movement of pure knowing, that is directly recognizing the truth of the now, of that consciousness which is embedded in the now. In accordance with the level of inner expansion that is available to a particular soul. Unless these matters are grasped, you can never understand what it means to live in the inner world. Not just abide or experience energetic states of bliss, but actually to live, to function. Similarly, like you have to be functional in the outer world, you have to be functional in the inner world. Which is much more important, because that is your real future. The outer world is your past, which is still hanging out there, still things to finish, but it is your past. It is ending. For you. before you experience anything, before in the outer world, before you connect to anything through your senses or through your thoughts, you already abide in consciousness. You are already in being. You are already existing on a deeper plane. That is what is called the fundamental. The fundamental, by its very nature, is the most important. Establishing a correct relationship with the fundamental is called wisdom. Not establishing it is called foolishness. The fact that this dimension is inhabited by fools is not an excuse to be fool yourself. Those souls which are ready to go beyond this plane are those who are weary of foolishness and suffering, the misery. They no longer agree to be miserable. Theirs is the ultimate rebellion against ignorance. Walking the path, you serve a higher purpose, not just your own. You serve the light which is beyond you, the light of creation, the light of existence. Knowing that you develop a strength to go beyond the subconscious realm, the fear, the pull of the lower intelligence, which is rooted in this dimension. You receive your difficulties, the pain of being on the path with dignity and honor.